The road to the Australian Open for Golf Australia.
And all thanks to Host Plus, your industry super fund. They see the pluses. That's why, Marco, they're the number one industry super fund for more than 1 million Australians to help ensure your future is full of pluses. Head on to hostplus.com.au. And Trevor Hurdon, who has been on this show previously telling us and getting us excited about the Emirates Australian Open, is a tournament director. He is back on to tell us not only of what has already occurred, and there's some huge names, but also what we might look forward to seeing in the last 6 weeks before the tournament does get underway. Trevor, welcome to you.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
Well, I tell you what, Trev, last time you and I spoke and you're on this program, you were excited, you were hinting on some big names, and you haven't disappointed. There are some huge names already said they're going to be here, and it must make it very exciting.
Oh, dear, it's very, very good, isn't it? Like Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, Jordan Spieth. We've got Boo Weekly, we've got Brendan DeJong, we've got Zach Blair, like
massive.
Patrick Rogers and Kyle Stanley. Like, we're adding a lot of depth, which makes it even more exciting for the competition.
So tell us what the course is looking like, Trev. That's the big one. I know there's been storms in Sydney. There's lightning, rain. How's the Australian looking?
Oh, the Australian's coped very, very well with it, Mark. The bunkers have been washed a few times, as you can probably appreciate. But, fairways, roughs, greens and everything else, they're coming on superbly. And we get another couple of weeks of good weather. It's going to be outstanding.
The rough's the big one, Trev. Now, sometimes when you get a bit of rain and a bit of humidity, the rough goes ballistic.
Yep.
What's going to happen there? Are we going to let it go?
No, we've got Cooch up there, Mark. Cooch rough, so can't afford to let it go too wild, as you can appreciate. Yeah. But we'll have it at 50 or 60 mil. It'll be very penal, let me tell you, to get out of that onto these firm and fast greens when it happens.
So give us an idea, Trev, 50 or 60 mil. I mean, you've done a lot of, you were rules official for a long, long time in Australia and actually went over to the States as well and had a good look over there.
Yep.
How long is the rough, and I know it's totally different grass, but how long does the rough get in a regular tour event in a US Open type setup?
Well, US Open, they 9 times out of 10, they sort of oversee with ryegrass, which grows straight up.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a little bit thinner, so to speak. And they have that up to around 6 inches high.
Yeah.
But because we've got Cooch, it sort of grows across and gets the ball nestles right down in it. And you can't afford to have it much higher than 50 or 60 millimetres.
So my time in golf, that 60 mil Cooch rough actually ends up being the ball's harder to control than the 6 inch ryegrass.
Oh, yeah. Far more difficult.
All right, so that's something that you guys are doing on purpose, or is that something you like in the
setup?
Well,
it's just the grass that's been put on the golf course, and we've got to give it some height. The big test in this, Mark, is actually getting the club on the ball with the Cooch.
Yeah.
You can come down on a ryegrass, which is sort of a bit more, which is thinner.
With the
Cooch
through it.
Is thick. Yeah, that's right. Cooch is thick.
And what about the green speed, Trev? That's the other big one.
Well, depending on the winds, Mark, on that nor'easter, if it blows, really hard, we'll try and keep them around 12.
So that's really interesting to me, Trev, because I know that you've run golf tournaments pretty much half your life, I imagine, these days, when you look back on it.
Yep.
Do you actually look at the wind forecast on the Monday and Tuesday and go, hang on a second, boys, and put the hands up in the air and say, let's keep it around 11 or 12? What about if you've got the perfect forecast on Monday and you just know it's going to be clear skies? A bit like that the Australian Masters when Tiger came out and won in 2009 when it was just perfect for the whole week.
Yep.
Do you say, okay, let's just bump it up a little bit if you see that sort of forecast?
Get them, the perfect speed, I guess, is around about the really nice speeds, around 12, 12 and a half. But a lot of these greens today have got a bit more movement. You might remember the old Huntingdale days where those greens were pretty flat, didn't have the movement. But a lot of these new greens have got a bit of movement. You can't really get them too quick. And especially if you've got the wind, you just got to be oh so careful.
Trev, the bad news a couple of weeks ago that Jason Day is unable or won't be competing this year. But I think it's a testament to yourself and everyone else involved that while it is disappointing, it has really not at all diminished any of the excitement towards the tournament. And I think that says how much of a great job you've done to be able to get a really good feel and not just rely on one or two different people.
Yeah, well, everyone's worked pretty hard to do this. And on the back of last year's excellent tournament we had there at Royal Sydney, everyone's got an expectation. And to get these players that I've just named, it's about the depth and combine those guys that I've just named with all of our top Australian guys. It'll be one hell of a golf tournament come Sunday.
We're excited, Trev, because we're away from it. We just get excited because we love seeing the best golfers in the world in our own backyard. But when do you start to be able to relax a little bit and get excited? Or is it just all go, go, go until the final ball probably falls in the cup on the Sunday afternoon?
When they hand that trophy over on Sunday afternoon, a man can relax a little bit. But, it's the job. It's exciting. I'm honoured to be able to be in this position to do it and run your National Open. And there's a lot of people working tirelessly at it, and I think we're going to have a bumper tournament.
Last one from me, Trev. Yep. I got to play in the Australian Open a couple of times at the Australian, maybe three times actually at the Australian. It was always a really tough golf course. I used to think it was an awkward one off the tee. Yep. It's been redone by Jack Nicklaus. Actually, Nicklaus has redone his redo, that the one he did ages ago.
Yes.
Who's it going to suit? Who's the golf course going to suit? I mean, obviously Rory, he bombs it a million miles and straight.
Yeah.
But what sort of a player?
He's going to have to be not necessarily so long. There's a few longer holes there, like 8th, which is 440, and 459 on 14, et cetera, et cetera. But you're going to have to be accurate, Mark. He's got double bunkering on left and right side on a number of holes, and that's going to be the key. If you're accurate, you're going to probably be up with the guys that can hit a long and accurate.
So it sounds like, to me, a smart player.
A smart player
is going to suit.
Yeah, when you look at holes like 18, et cetera, it is such a demanding for accuracy, it's unbelievable now.
And we already touched a little bit on, Marco and I, on the top of the show about Jared Lyle, but an amazing story. Everyone loves him. He's been on this particular show. We love what he's doing. He's playing great golf, and it's great to have him involved in the Australian Open in 6 weeks' time.
Yeah, I spoke with his manager, Tony Buffalo, who's in the States yesterday, and we confirmed him yesterday morning about this time. So, we're excited for him and look forward to seeing him in Sydney.
I'll tell you what, a few tears if he holds up the trophy on the Sunday afternoon,
mate,
I reckon.
Could you imagine that?
He's playing well enough.
Bloody oath he is. And if he wins it, it'll actually be the best Australian sporting story, if not, or definitely of the year, and if maybe the last decade. Mate, it'll be amazing.
He'll win the Don Award. If he wins an Australian Open, you couldn't go past him.
All right. Well, let's hope he does it.
It'd be big. But anyway, we're just great that he's committed to it, and we're going to look after him.
Trevor, as always, we do appreciate your time on the clubhouse. We're very excited. So all that excitement that you can't use because you're too busy, we're using it here in the clubhouse studio, and we can't wait to be in Sydney in about 6 weeks' time.
I'll see you up there.
Righto, mate. Thanks for your support.
Trevor Herdon there. Bye. All thanks to Host Plus. We're going to get to a break. Plenty more clubhouse coming your way next.
Expect anything different?
You're listening to The Clubhouse with Mark Allen and Cam Luke.